Chapter 65. Nelson Azikiwe watched as Ken the shepherd grabbed a pregnant ewe and slung it over his shoulder. To Nelson, this was an astounding display of strength. Ken's ewes were no lightweights. But he remembered old Ken had been just as strong. Old Ken, who had first built up this pioneering farm in England West One, just a step away from Nelson's ancient parish of St. John on the Water on Datum Earth. Old Ken, who had been Ken until he died, had bequeathed it all to young Ken, who became Ken on his father's death. So it went. Now Ken, young Ken, walked forwards towards a hedgerow and took another step and completely vanished. Nelson hesitated. For him, every step was a penance, he thought with a sigh. But it had been a long time since breakfast. He fingered the stepper switch in his pocket, clapped his handkerchief over his mouth. When he'd recovered somewhat, the first thing he noticed in this England two steps away from home were the trees of the remnant forest beyond the dry stone wall around Ken's newly cleared field. Big trees, old trees, giants.
I remember, Nelson said, wheezing a little.
Said Ken.
Your father told me all about it when they first started coming over after step day. The work of clearing the forest, cutting down the big trees, and setting loose the animals to chomp any optimistic saplings and so forth. Kind of stuff my dad would know, that, Rev.
Yes, I suppose he would. You know, Ken, I always loved my time here in the parish.
Said Ken.
But there was always a tension in me, you see, between the scientist and the cleric. Darwin would have understood, I think.
What, Robert and Anne Darwin as Rosa Starr?
No, a distant ancestor of Robert's, perhaps. A tension that drew me away from here, so far away for such a long time. And yet now
you've come home, said a new voice. Nelson turned stiffly. A man stood by the dry stone wall, tall, slim, very still, head shaven. He'd evidently stepped in. Nelson hadn't heard his approach, but Nelson recognized him immediately.
Lobsang!
It was Ken who responded first.
I read about you.
He walked briskly over to Lobsang and shook his hand.
Pleased to meet you, Lobsang said.
Good firm handshake, Ken said approvingly.
He turned to Nelson with a grin.
Is he alive, would you say, Rev?
Nelson considered.
He thinks he's alive, but that's good enough for me.
Lobsang nodded.
Wait here.
He vanished. And returned, holding the hand of a rather bewildered-looking little boy, heavily bundled up for warmth, even though the late autumn day was mild. Then the boy grinned, pulled away from Lobsang and ran forward.
Grandad!
Nelson bent stiffly, holding out his arms.
Troy! Oh, my word!
Lobsang said,
I told you I'd bring him home.
I hope it wasn't too much trouble.
Lobsang smiled.
Just a walk in the park.